New shows, new hosts, new realities, true conversations, trustworthy ideas, shared passionately on your number one talk station of the nation. Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Let's talk.
It's 7 o'clock.
In the headlines of the news this morning, President Buhari okays establishment of Nigerian Diaspora Investment Fund. Federal government orders national flag to fly at half-mast from today to mourn late Ernest Shonekan. Umahi advocates political solution to insecurity in Southeast. And North Korea says Kim Jong-un oversaw third hypersonic missile test. Details on these stories and others coming up after this.
And now, this is the news.
The news.
The news.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Your health is a priceless asset. Maintain high personal and environmental hygiene. Now the news in detail. I am Dorcas Atinuke Gbija. President Muhammadu Buhari has endorsed the establishment of the Nigerian Diaspora Investment Trust Fund. The president gave the endorsement on Tuesday at the presentation of a compendium titled Plus 600 Diaspora Icons at 60, published by the Nigerians in Diaspora Commission. The president pledged support for the establishment of the Diaspora Intervention Fund to support the commission to fulfill its mandate. He noted that the foreign exchange remittances by Nigerians in the diaspora have not only helped families but enhanced the development index of Nigeria. He described the 327-page compendium as a historical record and a reminder of what Nigerians are capable of doing to the delight of the global community.
Nigerians in the diaspora are ambassadors at large by their character, comportment, and daily actions. They should be the best and excel in all in their endeavors. They should give back by contributing to the development of Nigeria. Specifically, their foreign exchange remittances to family members have not only helped such families but enhanced the developmental index of Nigeria. We will support NITCOM to fulfill its mandate holistically through considerations for the establishment of the Nigerian Diaspora Investment Fund.
For her part, the Nigerian Diaspora Commission Executive Director, Abike Dabiri Erawa, explained that the Commission plans to publish the compendium at regular intervals to exchange in the negative stereotypes typified by the activities of a few Nigerians who do not represent the country well. The Ogun State Government has confirmed the death of the former head of the country's interim national government, Ernest Shonekan. According to the state government, Shonekan died at a Lagos hospital early on Tuesday. Shonekan was the interim head of the Nigerian government between August 26, 1993 and November 17, 1993. He was 85 years old. Shonekan was a British-trained lawyer, industrialist and former chief executive of the United African Company of Nigeria, PLC, UAC, before he was appointed as interim president of Nigeria by General Ibrahim Babangida in 1993. He was born on May 9, 1936 in Lagos into the family of an Abeokuta-born civil servant. He was educated at CMS Grammar School and Igbubi College. He received a law degree from the University of London and was called to the bar. He later attended Harvard Business School. Meanwhile, President Buhari has condoled with the family of former head of the interim national government, Ernest Shonekan, who died in the early hours of Tuesday. The president, in a statement by his media aide, Femi Adesina, described the late Shonekan as an internationally respected statesman with courageous wisdom. He says Shonekan left his flourishing business career to become the head of government at a delicate time when the country needed someone of his calm and pedigree to save the ship of the state from sinking. He said the late Shonekan demonstrated to all that the love for country and commitment to her development, peace and unity transcends the trappings of office and the transient nature of political power. The president prayed God to grant the family of the deceased and entire people of Ogun State the fortitude to bear the loss. Similarly, the federal government has ordered the Nigerian national flag should fly at half mast across the Federation in honor of the late former head of the interim government, Chief Ernest Shonekan. Announcing this in a statement on Tuesday, Secretary to the Government of the Federation, Bas Mustafa, said the flags will fly at half mast, effective from today, Wednesday 12th, to Friday 14th January. The former head of interim government, Chief Shonekan, died on January 11th at the age of 85. In another development, Ebonyi State Governor Dave Umahi has called for a political solution to the security issue in the Southeast Zone. Fielding questions from State House correspondents on Tuesday, Governor Umahi said while proposing a political remedy, the Southeast should be able to engage the federal government. He noted that insecurity in the zone results from the mishandling of the once peaceful agitation for the fair treatment of the people of the zone. Governor Umahi called for constructive engagements to help restore peace and rebuild the country's, or rather, the zone's economy.
Political solution does not terminate at the judicial process. And if you know Mr. President very well, he has always said and he has always demonstrated that he wouldn't interfere with any judiciary process. But you remember very well that if agreement is reached between parties, you don't expect Mr. President to be the negotiator. And so I believe strongly that Southeast that are proposing for political solution should be able to engage the federal government. After all, there's always what is called out of court settlement.
The Federal Capital Territory Internal Revenue Service has upgraded taxpayers in the SCT to file their tax returns as required by law. The agency, in a statement by its head of corporate communications, Mustafa Smaila, said it was the duty of every taxable person working under ministry, departments and agencies of the government, private organizations, as well as self-employed, to complete and sign income declaration form and submit to the FCT IRS. He said it was in compliance with the Section 41 of the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA 2011, as amended. The statement also reminded that employers are to file their employer's annual declaration and certificate. It quoted the acting executive chairman of FCT IRS, Haruna Abdullahi. He spoke during a stakeholders meeting recently where he appealed to all agents and taxpayers to do the needful and file their returns as required by law. And on a sad note, many people are said to be trapped under a collapsed church building in Asaba Delta State on Tuesday evening. The building, which belongs to the Asaba branch of the Salvation Ministries, was said to have caved in during a service. Report says constructive work was ongoing in a part of the church building before the incident. It said further that the victims could be mostly children, as the part of the building which caved in was the children's section. Some of the victims have been rescued and rushed to the hospital. A spokesperson for the police in Delta State, Bright Edafe, who confirmed the incident, however, did not provide figures of casualties. The PPRO said many of the victims have been rescued and evacuated to medical centers in the state capital for treatment. The time is 8 minutes after 7. The news returns with business, foreign, entertainment and sports.
Info.
And now the business news.
Business news.
It's nice to know you're there listening to the news on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Announced business, power generation companies Genco has revealed that despite the blackout witnessed in many parts of Nigeria last year, a monthly average of 2,248.5 megawatts of electricity was stranded and unutilized in the same year. It said while the average available power generation capacity for the 12-month period in 2021 was 6,336.52 megawatts, the actual average generation put on the national grid for utilization during the period was 4,118.98 megawatts. This development came as the federal government allocated 40 billion naira in the 2022 budget to settle the electricity debt of its ministries, departments and agencies.
And now we bring you news from around the world.
News from around the world.
North Korea Korea says it has conducted another hypersonic missile test under the watch of its leader, Kim Jong-un. Reports said the missile fired on Tuesday had successfully made a turn before hitting its target in the sea, some 1,000 kilometers away. It marks North Korea's third reported test of a hypersonic missile, which can avoid detection for longer than ballistic missiles. Analysts say Kim's presence could indicate the technology has improved. The latest ramp-up in testing would appear to support Mr. Kim's stated New Year's goals, where he vowed to bolster North Korea's defense capabilities. It came as six countries, including the U.S., issued a joint statement condemning last week's apparent test, urging the North to cease its destabilizing actions to the region.
Take it away with the entertainment news.
English national ballet star Tamara Rojo is to leave the company after a decade as its artistic director and lead principal dancer. Rojo will step down later this year to take up the role of artistic director at the San Francisco Ballet. She was prima ballerina at the Royal Ballet before rejoining the English National Ballet in 2012, having danced there earlier in her career. In a statement, Rojo said that she was incredibly proud of her time there. She added that it has been an honor to have led this extraordinary company for the last 10 years. She stressed further that her admiration and support do not end here, as she will remain invested in English National Ballet's continued success in the years to come.
And now, update on the sports news.
The Super Eagles of Nigeria on Tuesday defeated the Pharaohs of Egypt 1-0 in their group stage encounter at the ongoing 33rd Africa Cup of Nations in Garoua, Cameroon. Super Eagles, who topped Group D with a victory, were dominant and impressive in the game. Kelechi Iheanacho scored the only goal in the game in the 30th minute with an assist from Taiwo Awoniyi. With Tuesday's victory, Nigeria broke Egypt's unbeaten record. Pharaohs were unbeaten in their last 16 group matches at the Africa Cup of Nations. Before now, Egypt's last defeat in the group phase dates back to the 2004 tournament when they lost 2-1 against Algeria. Now to end the news, a look at our top stories. President Buhari okays establishment of Nigeria Diaspora Investment Fund. But a government orders national flag to fly at half-mast from today to mourn late Ernest Shonekan. Umahi advocates political solution to insecurity in the southeast. North Korea says Kim Jong-un oversaw third hypersonic missile test. That's the news as edited by Abayomi Akimbola. For more news, follow us on our social media handles. You can visit our website. You can also go to Google Play Store to download the Nigeria Info mobile app. Thank you for listening once again. I am Dorcas Atinoke Bija. Good morning.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk a Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say time's supposed to heal you, but I've done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
way to work. In the midst of your daily activities. Your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed. Only on your number one for talk, 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
Let's Talk.
A great talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he is doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D. Live.
Welcome back to the show. It's 7:16 a.m. Nigerian time. If you're just joining in, this is Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live. There's so many stories to cover. Crisis festers as three northern governors hijack party. Super Eagles off to a flying start is also part of the story said this very morning. 2023 presidency. Governor Bello is the best of the pack, according to a group. PGF DG kicks against zoning at APC stakeholders meeting. Other stories we are keeping up with. Governors disagree with Buhari on state policing. Bandits impose 10,000 naira fee, kill two in Katsina State. Police arrest man eating human intestines. Five syndicates killing teenagers as well. Federal government spending on digitization jumps from 9 billion to 152 billion naira. Other stories of interest as we would follow through this very morning include about a governor joins presidential race. Shonekan, federal government orders national flag to fly at half mast. Jonathan, the Babangida Governor Abiodun Yakase Mon Shonekan, 10th year dead as church building collapses in Aseba State. Families now have a say on how the departed Ogun Obas will be buried. And you also have stories from across board on different issues. Policeman shoots at traditional ruler's palace over death of suspect. A broad gun to protect myself during the sharing of cyber crime proceeds. That's according to a suspect as well. Our federal government spent about 56.9 billion naira on women, youth in 2021 fiscal year. APC presidential ticket, our match Tinubu grit for grit, says Kalu. These and many more are part of the stories of interest this very morning as we wade through your thoughts, your conversation, and your ideas on different subjects. Welcome back to Morning Crossfire.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Nothing breaks the news like the news. Trust me, I can prove it. I'm ready. Let's take on the biggest debates on radio, provide insights, experience, and build an unforgettable discussion together. I am Femi D. Amele.
Let's get back to the phone lines now on 07009510000. Again, the numbers are 07951-0700-951-0000. And yes, you can also join the conversation via WhatsApp on 08099930137. And yes, more than ever before, we have exciting and exclusive content for you on Instagram. Yes, at Nigeria Info FM Abuja. Again, that's at Nigeria Info FM Abuja. We're combining so much for you at this time. News, sports, exclusive contents. As we have them, we share them with you. Join the conversation there and you'll be able to keep up with us as we go along this very morning. Let's talk. It's time to talk right here on Nigeria Info.
This is Femi D Live.
Good morning. Thanks for joining in and welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm Mr. Solomon from Karu here.
Good to have you on. Let's talk.
Yes, the IPOB say those who gave sit order in the Southeast are criminal. Then what can someone like Austin Yemesi tell us about all this now? Those who say it's IPOB. Also, IPOB is saying those who gave that order of sit down on Mondays are criminal. Then where do we belong to in this case? So, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Just to make it clear, we don't call out each other on the platform, okay? You can make your questions open and every other person would address it, okay? Just to make sure you know that. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Femi D. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. Thanks for joining in.
Yes, sir. Thank you. My name is Victory Ogoni Pikin. From Abuja. And so the IBB, Jonathan and Tanko, and the Yakasia Mon Shonikon. Is it the Yakasia, the one that gave that sometimes gave quit notice on that to the Southerners?
Okay, so you do know the Yakase family is big. I know of only one major Yakase, the elder statesman Yakase. I believe that's the person that the papers was referring to.
Okay, and if he turns out to be the one, then he is, I want to say, he's gradually becoming among the elder statesmen. Okay, secondly, IPOB issue of the team was that point of correction. IPOB says that those who enforce that at home or that is the people that was caught going about packing other people's goods and loading it in their vehicle are not IPOB members. They are not IPOB members.
So I read out the headline for you as it is written. There's no point of correction. You may want to elaborate on it as you have, but it's not a point of correction. Just to let you know that.
Okay. Talking about the last column, not on your own side.
Okay.
Yes.
All
thank
right.
you. Then Umar, David, should go and enjoy his snuff, because nobody is ready to put beside him as a whole. Nobody. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's your perception of that. Let's take on one more call. Good morning before we read out some messages. Good morning.
Ibn Ali is my name.
All right.
Good morning, Nigerians.
Good morning.
We lost our former head of state yesterday, Shonika. May he rest in peace. And David Umahi also joined the race. That is very interesting. And it is good so that we can be able to prepare for 2023. The best candidate can win. Election is by prepare your ground before the time. And the mother is the beauty of democracy. Who have the largest support will have the chance to serve the country, as the country needs a better leadership that will take us to where we want to be. Thank you for the chance.
All right. Thank you as well for writing in. Let's read some messages as you send them in this very morning. Alex Minga from GB, your message comes in next. Okay, good morning, Femidi. Tinubu declaring for 2023, I'm very happy with it. It's a welcome development as a Nigerian, and as the constitution allows any qualified Nigerian. However, Femidi, Tinubu is in the category of octogenarian, and in Nigerian politics, they don't want to go or support the younger generation. The activities have completely wiped out a complete generation, and generation yet unborn. How about Tinubu, please surrender to a younger generation, and Almighty God will prolong your life here on earth, because your role will now be only to advise adversary, no stress of going to South, East, North and West for campaign. Thank you, FMD, for adding voice. Alex from Jimby did write it in. Tinubu declared, it won't stop Oshibajo. The VP has all the right to contest. You just never know he might not be given, or he might be given the ticket of the APC. That's according to Mr. Waf. Upasa Central Area says, shutting down FCDA or whatever facility by the FCT minister is arbitrary and illegal. A felt a person should sue him right away for claims. He doesn't even have any immunity. Don't allow him to make monkey on your right, money on your right. Does it mean that the government agencies don't have legal departments who would advise them on legal matters? All right, well, there's a lot in there. So when you work for a public agencies,
we don't feel comfortable about something in Abuja. We have a right to hear this.
Because I'm a visitor here in Abuja.
Why is it that they are
only
right there?
What's happening in Abuja?
I pay road safety and police to go there and organize
them. I just turned back now. I'm on Katante Station Bridge. I want to run through inside Barimpa to go.
What's happening in Abuja? What's happening? 9:30 to 12 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Informative, exciting, and stimulating talk. Stimulating talk. Nigeria Info. Your number one for talk. Number one for talk. Let's talk.
And we're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Again, good morning to you. 7:27 a.m. Nigeria time. The things that do go on in Yahudi, I greet you this morning. In the power that who you are, I bow. I promise to play your song back for you. Ian says hello to everyone, by the way, this very morning. Let's keep up with some of the line of thinking, or what you think about many of those situations. How many people now? Wait, is it 1, 2, 3? We have about 5 people who have clearly said they are taking up interest in running for the position of the president. They've not stipulated or confirmed with any political party, but some of them exist with some of their political parties. So it's almost easy to say they would be running on those platforms if they do win the presidential ticket of those platforms, of those political parties they belong to. But it leaves you with so much to desire and how things could go. So I'm going to take a series of 3 calls now, and I'd like to go to the lead so I can play for you what some of them have said in recent times. From yesterday, it was Asiwaju Bola Tinubu who declared, I have today the governor of Ebonyi State, his own declaration, and yes, how he said it after he visited President Muhammadu Buhari yesterday. As a few other things worthy of your listen, so just stay close right here on Nigeria Info and get to listen to what he said, or what was said, and how that plays out, and what it means for the news. Let's take those calls now and hear from you, your thoughts on them.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Okay, at this stage, you're just going to move on and take another call. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, family. Good morning this morning.
Yes, good morning to you, too. How are you today?
I am fine. My name is Emmanuel Oshari for the Freedom Wheeler.
All right, then. Let's talk.
Family, you know, concerning many Nigerians that are coming out for the seat of president, it's a welcome development. My only advice for Nigerians is that we should learn our lesson. We should look for credible persons. Let us forget how much they have, the level of political involvement. Let us look at the heart. If you look at the attitude, you can predict their political heart. Because what we find ourselves in today is as a result of being taken away, you know, by some propaganda. So Nigerians should be careful. Secondly, before I drop family,
yes,
the governors disagree with Mr. President on the state police. That is another point to look at, because as it is now, the Nigerian politics is all about personal interest. Because the governors want to control the state, they are now disagreeing with the president. When it comes to issues that will better the entire nation, they will agree with the president. You see their position. Thank you.
All right. Interesting. But is it wrong for them to want to control their states to an extent? Some say, well, the person with the cash bag is the one that controls what you actually do. We still do federal allocation. So is it too much to ask from the president with regards to that? Remember, there's a few things also hanging in the balance when it comes to the allocation they get, deductions they get. There are arguments every now and then. It comes in now and then as regards how much, why should you deduct, pay back, don't pay back, and all kinds of theatrics now make up that system. Hold on for it for a moment. Let me take another call, and then I'll go to Oji Uzo Kalu, who is a federal lawmaker, and his reason and reasoning on why he wants to run for president. Let's take those 2 calls to complete the round, and then from there we'll take a few of the people who are interested in this. Okay, good morning to you.
Good morning, Femi Diamele.
Yes, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Habakar from Gwagwalada.
Oh, great to have you on.
It's a welcome development. We have more political contenders to the executive office of President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. We'll be able to separate the presidential material from those who are not capable. We know that, like, Uzo Kalu is a bridge builder. He has a great quality. He's a corporate person. He believes in the unity of Nigeria. Because you are once being a governor, that doesn't give you right to aspire for the highest office. Like somebody like the Dave Umahi, what has he done to show, is he acceptable nationally? Thank you.
All right, but that's one question. Maybe many people would wonder about. Okay, the lines are dropping off on their own this morning. Good morning to you.
Hello, Semidi.
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Fine. Good luck.
Oh, good luck. Okay, welcome back. Let's talk.
Yes. I thank God that many people are coming out. I thank God. Because things are not working. And I believe that as they're coming out, we are the ones to choose the person we want.
Mm.
Because nobody can deceive us again. And I've been saying it. We need a young man that can carry everybody along. All these separatists, all this I want to leave. If because of bad government, if we get a true president,
bad governance,
like,
because of bad governance, not bad government.
Yes, because
there's
we know the time of us and you carry everybody along. Good luck to Jonathan. People were not suffering. Everybody was there. Everything was okay. So I believe that as they're coming out, we're not to choose. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your call. Let's check in now. What we start from? Jesus Okalu had his own perception to this. He was speaking to China's TV about his own ambition to join the race, and he made it clear why he wants to do so.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Nothing like Igbo presidents. There is more like a Nigerian president coming from Igbo area of Nigeria, because Igbos are part of Nigeria. And I do not see Tinubu's aspiration having any effect on the president of Nigeria coming from Igbo area. It has no effect because we are talking base of what Nigeria should be. We are talking base or what people should believe. Obasanjo has been president for 8 years. Oshubanjo is doing 8 years as vice president. And no Igbo man since independent has been democratically elected president. So it's always good to think of what is reasonable and what will be more sellable. That thing is almost like dead on arrival because it's not going to work.
Do you think you have what it takes to face Tinubu at the Eagle Square during the National Convention and take that ticket from him?
I'm the most prepared presidential candidate in Nigeria. In anywhere. I'm capable health-wise, I'm capable as a person, I'm capable in my pockets, I'm capable to face anybody. But the party is supreme. I only wait for APC as a party. It's not taking anybody. I'm used to rough rustle fights. It's a fight which anybody can do. You see, for me, contesting for president is not the issue. The issue is who is going to lead the country into economic miracle. Who is going to lead the country into turning around? I'm not against the people. If he's on his area and the party says he should go, well, the party is supreme because I'm only waiting for the party. But to run for president, I think I'm the most prepared. And Nigeria, I have done it before in 2007. And if I consider to run, I'll be the most formidable in the Eagle Square, as you ask. I have everything it takes to face any candidate.
You don't think Tinubu's ambition is more or less like a betrayal of some sort to the evil people who have never gotten there, someone like you?
Well, I don't want to talk about his ambition. All I know that ambition, as far as the party is zoning into the south, southeast should take preference to anybody that is trying to run. That
this is Morning Crossfire.
So there you go, RJ Uzokalu, clear about the fact that he's running for that for the same seat as with Ashiwajibola Ahmed Tinubu, and also the Abuja State Governor. Who else am I missing out on? Oh yes, Governor Rogers Okorocha is on the list, and yes, Governor Yaya Bello is also on the list of people who have come out to declare. Talking about Governor Yaya Bello and his need to run, a group that's pretty much supported him so far. Well, they are saying that Tinubu's ambition should not even be considered. They had a way of expressing this. In fact, they were really a little bit. They just went at it. Well, let me not make an attempt to describe or summarize how they went about it. Let me let you listen to pretty much of how they summarized what they're expecting and what they're not expecting, even at this time. Here's what they said with regards to that.
This is Morning Crossfire.
As the national leader of the All Progressive Congress, the person of Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, shortly after meeting with President Muhammadu Buhari, to have officially informed the president of his ambitions or intention to succeed him after the 2023 general election. An ambition he called a lifelong ambition. We understand and reference the fact that everyone as a Nigerian has the right to aspire for elected position as deemed fit. We also have few questions for our Baba and leader, and we believe it is the same question on the list and mind of many Nigerians out there without a voice or a platform to be heard. These questions are, why? Why now that President Muhammadu Buhari promised to hand over to a much younger person come 2023? A promise the president made in 2018 during the signing of the North Sudan to Run Bill into law. Why decide to achieve a supposed lifelong ambition at a time Nigerian youth are collectively clamoring for a thorough, inclusive, and active participation in governance across board? Why put your interest, why put your interest above other Nigerian youth who obviously constitute majority of both the Nigerian population and the electorate, a united generation of like minds who will stop at nothing to achieve its set objectives as it was done during the Endsars protest? Why has Baba kept his lifelong ambition to himself all this while his age group and generation has done nothing but little to get the country working? Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu further revealed that he only informed President Muhammadu Buhari of his intention to run for the president come 2023, but yet to inform Nigerians. We are therefore, on behalf of the Nigerian youth, appealing to our national leader to hold his intentions of informing Nigerians about his supposed lifelong ambition, for we are not ready to cooperate, as our yearnings and cry for power would not be cowed by any sudden lifelong ambition, and mostly not by the older citizens of this country.
This is Morning Crossfire.
I know you're asking, who is that? Well, let me let you know. That would have to be the group supporting Governor Yaya Bello to become President Yaya Bello. That's the group supporting him, mainly. They did put together a press conference to make it clear that they will not be supporting people who have gone by. Wait, why is it that age comes back into the game? Maybe we should be talking about age as we go on the show, as the year unfolds as well, about people who lead the country in various capacities, and the age and the role they play. It appears when you're matured, you have experience, you have expertise, you have, you know, people, you have connections. But then if you're young, people believe you do not have experience, you do not have connection, you do not have a lot of things. But does that count in a Nigeria of today where things have evolved really fast? And yes, things are going really drastic. Who knows? Well, we argue about that as we go on Morning Crossfire. So there you go, the group supporting Yaya Bello, making it clear the national leader of the All Progressive Congress should keep it calm and easy and not run, because the preferred candidate of theirs, which is Yaya Bello, has already declared his own position with regards to this. Oh, okay, hold on for a moment. Let's go back to the issue of young people and their perception of what is going on in the All Progressive Congress. Remember, February was the due date set aside for what one would call the Congress to be done by the All Progressive Congress. But here's how a youth leader, you know, expressed his dismay at how things are going in that political party. The All Progressive Congress is a youth leader there, and he became really emotional about quite a number of things surrounding what is building up ahead of the convention. Take a listen to this.
This is Morning Crossfire.
And there's the us, not just the us in this hall, not those joining online, but the multitude of Nigerians who believe in the good nature of that good person of President Muhammadu Buhari, who, as at 2014, didn't know that, were not sure of their next meal, but donated their 100 naira, 200 naira to ensure that President Muhammadu Buhari is president today. It hasn't been easy. It's been quite challenging, but we've had reason to not regret that decision. Most importantly, the APC members have shown patriotism, have shown doggedness. We know what it used to be a member of the ruling party. You know the lavish lifestyle they had. But I'm looking at the crowd here, I'm seeing the same people that we fought with from 2013, 2014. No protection, no resources. We just believe. We just believe. And that belief is what we still have. And truth be told, we've had more than enough reason to give up. But when we lose hope, somehow one of us or two of us always seem to have business to ginger us back up. We've been that fortunate. I have seen many of my friends, brothers, colleagues struggle. There is only one thing we have that we can hold on to. Our party. Yeah. And together, we are going to build not just any vehicle for attaining power, for a truly progressive political institution for the realization of our individual and collective aspirations. Yeah. Yeah. We'll give up. We'll fight. Because we have invested our life, our resources, our energy, our blood, our sweat and tears.
Aliu, who is an APC member, or APC youth member, and also the convener for the APC Rebirth Group, making an emotional leading statement. It looks like there is a struggle as with young people in different political parties, APC included in this sequence of things. According to that speech, you could tell that there's so many things that have gone on and they've gone through, if I will put it that way, and you know, just to keep up with how things are. Meanwhile, this same year, the gubernatorial election in Ekiti State is due to hold, and there's a little bit of here and there as regards what was said and who said what. Let me make an attempt to share with you what one of the candidates who believes is eligible to get the position of governor said about what social media has done to him. Take a listen to his account and what has happened and how he greeted somebody and they presumed it was some sort of endorsement.
This is Morning Crossfire.
There was a time I was coming from Afudis Abuja and I met the alleged candidate.
to the airport, and his people started snapping me pictures. And I told them, this picture you are snapping, don't go and post it on the social media. They are telling me that I came to support my friend. Before, as if I know, when we're entering the bus is said, for the link, coincidentally, the same plane that took off from Abuja to Accra. We were sitting on the same bus to transit to where the plane is. It was not me, I said, my media team are very hot, so don't do anything funny. Before I landed, Jesus Christ. It's already all over social media. Bow down for bow. And my phone started ringing from all over the world. What about you? What do you do this? With everything you have been doing for the past 11 months, how can you say you bow down? I said, I was looking at the dream. And well, good enough, this man was on the flight. Bucky, the name of Odu, he said, what a rubbish. He was with me. I will start talking about it. You forget the story as well. So, I told you my leaders of Tumani were the virus. But before I need out some others. Because nobody has ever called me once to tell me, Jamala, go and step down. Never. He never. And he has never said, all the time that Jamala must share, all I want is, who will win the election for APC in the Ekiti State? I am not going to stop anybody. So this body of anointed, he has reputed that he's not the one that carried anything. So let's take it that way.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Drama under the finish. Okay, that's me speaking pidgin on this matter. Tuva Demola, of course, he's thinking in the APC is closest contender would have to be another contender, Bamdele, in this regard. So the state is cooking, not boiling, cooking up its own politics in its shade and in its own corner, if you follow through with that as well. So you have all kinds of stories building up left, right, and center on various issues as well. Now, let me also say this. I played the clip of Ojiwuzo Okalu earlier, but he is also asking for the removal of his name from his $7.1 billion charge that he's been associated with as well. Okay, let me let you listen to what his lawyer said about that situation very quickly, and then we'll go to what NSCDC is also talking about, the arrest they made, and how important it is to know what's going on in terms of crime as well.
This is Morning Crossfire.
September last year, barring the EFCC and further prosecution of His Excellency Dr. Joseph Okalu and our client Slok Nigeria Limited. Incidentally, the matter of the remaining defendant came up for hearing today. But then the prosecution appears not to be ready to proceed, but rather came with a motion which they filed and only served on the existing defendant's counsel here in court. So because of that late filing by the commission and late service this morning in court, there was no other option open to the court but to adjourn it.
So there you have it, 7.1 billion naira charge that's been associated with Ojiwuzo Okalu. He's asking, well, take my name out of it. Take my name out of it. It looks like it's going to drag on for a while to see how things are. Interesting time as we have it from that. Now, let me also share with you human trafficking issues. NCDC says they did stop the trafficking of six teenage girls in Benue State. And it's a lot to deal with because I did see the video of the girls. They're really, really young. And yes, who knows what the story could have been if things were not done differently.
This is Morning Crossfire.
And some of them never come back. But she was arrested in Boko. And then, we are seeing investigation. But the prior investigation have revealed that this is her third trip, taking them away from Benue State to Burkina Faso. But that to the extent she has spoken, we know it go beyond that. So then they take them to abroad to Spain or to Canada. Another young man is caught in with possession of illegal firearms. In other words, he's handling weapon, locally fabricated automatic pistol, which I will show you very soon. He's accused of armed robbery. They have invading POS, and then we threaten them and rob them of valuable money.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Remember to look behind you when you want to use the POS machine or the POS operator. Security is very important, and ATM machines as well. But that's the story around Benue State and how at least six girls were in the process of being trafficked all the way to Burkina Faso. I don't know how that works. Why Burkina Faso? Why that? Anyway, it's going to be in the country of the world. All right, when we do come back after the break, which I'd like to play for you, what the Abuja State Governor did say about his interest to run for the role of president, you get to listen to it on the show. Let's round off with a few calls at this time so that we can get the best of your thoughts on this part of the lead of the show. Are you there? Oh, yes, you are. Let's take your calls.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Femidi.
Yes, good. Good to have you on. What's your name?
My name is Mike Wewin Blues.
All right, Mike. Let's talk.
Femidi, I was wanted to ask when you talk about playing the audio for Ojuzo Kalu, but when I heard it, I want to say, does Ojuzo Kalu serve about 3 months in jail for that 7.7 billion naira case? If yes, how did he come out of the court, of the jail? If my memory is not disappointing me, I heard that the Supreme Court said the judge that pronounced his conviction and sentence was promoted to a higher court and so should not come back and make that pronouncement. Does that acquit Ojuzo Kalu? Now, when the judge said, okay, the Supreme Court said, ordered a retrial, because that the judge had pronounced that judgment is not supposed to come back, and order the retrial. Now, the issue of that retrial, nobody is talking about it any longer. I don't know, FBD, I don't know what we are talking about in this country. And is there boasting that his pocket is rich enough to contest with anybody in the race? For me, I don't like talking about individuals or political parties. I talk about governance. But this, a case of a convict now occupying our Senate, doesn't go that way with me at all.
But you know, you can't call him a convict if they vacated the order. He's just a man of interest, with the case to answer to, having followed a retrial. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm Femidi. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Abasan Famali.
All right. Good to have you on.
Thank you. You can see the group of Yaya Bello has been started. Even the audience. Carlo has been talked about the health of Alhaji Asiwaju Tinubu and the group that supported.
Okay.
Yeah, we love this. Yes. We want to hear them.
Can I plead with you to continue this call as soon as we're done? I really need to go for commercials even now. It's about to yank us off.
Okay. No problem.
I'm so grateful to you. Morning Crossfire with Wemdy. Life continues after now.
It's okay. That is okay. It's okay. No, it's okay. Let me explain. It's okay. It's okay. She.